My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That was Evan Mobley, who has now become a very, very rich man. The contract numbers still a little bit up in the air because he can still accomplish more in terms of his money. But over the weekend, we were wondering when the news was going to hit. Was it Friday, Daryl, that Evan Mobley got his deal? And it is a biggie. $224 million maximum rookie contract extension. And if he makes All-NBA, if he becomes Defensive Player of the Year, and that's one that he absolutely has a shot at, more so than even All-NBA. I'm not going to put a ceiling on the All-NBA stuff down the road, but like in the next few years, he could be NBA Defensive Player of the Year. And if so, that money would go from $224 million to $269 million. He becomes one of the richest Cleveland athletes ever. And that's one of the most lucrative contracts in the history of Cleveland sports. No,
number three behind Donovan Mitchell's $50 million per year average and Deshaun Watson's $46 million per average without any escalators.
Yeah.
You know, Mobley is $600,000 a year behind Deshaun at a $45.4 million per year average. But they gave him superstar. They gave him a superstar contract, right? With the expectation that he is going to become a superstar. And hopefully he does. During J.B. Bickerstaff's tenure as head coach, we would lament, when are they going to unlock Evan Mobley? I am interested to see what they're going to do that. You know, how does Jared Allen fit into that equation? Does Jared Allen fit into that equation? Do they move Jared Allen? Do they bring him back? But, the Cavaliers now have three max contracts on the books with Donovan, Darius, and now Evan Mobley.
I'll get to what that means in just a second, but I want to know where Cleveland fans are when they see the staggering totals, when they see, you know, potential to be almost $270 million for Evan Mobley. 216-474-0092. I was a little bit surprised at times last year how conflicted some fans seemed to be and how critical they were of Evan, because defensively, the minute he stepped onto the floor in the NBA, he was one of the best defensive players in the league.
Yeah.
So rare to see those kind of gifts. But we all knew the offense and the looking like a, quote, unicorn. It was going to take some time. His game was not fluid enough offensively, not confident enough to shoot the ball. You know, they've been desperate to try to get him to be more of an outside threat so that it would open up spacing and defenders would come out and guard him. And then we get through last regular season. You know, there were injuries. We get through the season. And then he was downright abysmal offensively against Orlando.
Yeah.
He averaged 12 points a game in that series. And if they lose that game 7, remember, they were down. If they lose that game 7, I can't imagine the conversations we'd be having about whether Evan Mobley should get a max deal or not. Fortunately, that Celtics series came, and at times he kind of dominated. He shot 60% from the field in that 63%. I mean, he was doing unicorn things in that series.
Al Horford had 30 points.
I mean, he had 33 in that final game when there was no Jared Allen, no Donovan Mitchell, and they actually put the ball in his hands. He took 24 shots that game. Evan Mobley doesn't normally take half that in some of the games. So you saw why there's always been this hope that he can be that dynamic unicorn. Then after that final game of that series, there was no question. He's getting the max. Everybody knew he was getting the max.
Right.
Then it took a little bit longer than I think people thought. They thought the Cavaliers would just make it easy. Now, the things we don't know, and let me know, Mitch, if you've seen this out there in any of the reporting. We don't know anything about no trade clause, a player option, anything about that. Like, we got some details on the Franz Wagner contract.
Well, wasn't there a story later on when Mobley was coming out in the draft that
he didn't want to play for the Cavs?
His people told him don't draft him, and the Cavs took him anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, where are you right now, Daryl? And I want to ask the fans, 216-474-0092. Evan Mobley, who's not even been an all-star in his career yet, but has been one of the better defensive players in the league, just got that kind of a deal. What was the first thing that popped into your head?
Wow, that's a lot of money for a guy who has not reached all-star status. It is a contract of projection, which I agree with. As far as, like, I project that he's going to be an all-defensive team. He's going to be an NBA all-star. He's going to be a star. Like, I believe that, but he hasn't reached that level yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so that was the first thing that popped in my mind, is that you hope that everything we think we know or we think we can project with him comes to fruition, and he becomes that all-around, as you called it, unicorn style player. One time I think I said it one time, I thought he could be the next Tim Duncan in the NBA. He has that type of potential.
Yeah, it's funny. You said Tim Duncan. I've heard Kevin Garnett. I've heard Giannis over the years. And 3 years in, what are we closest to at this point? I'd argue Bam Adebayo. Like, it hasn't really been offensively close to those other guys. But he has shown signs.
And look, maybe Kenny Atkinson can come in here and unlock the offensive diversity within his game, right? I still question, you know, I know what Kobe Altman has said about the Jared Allen pairing with Evan Mobley and his belief that that both players can produce at a level that we all hope and expect them to. I still question that as far as the style that they're going to play, right? So maybe Kenny Atkinson can find a way to unlock something there, just like we're, you know, we've questioned the Darius and the Donovan pairing in the backcourt, right? This game today is one of spacing and perimeter shooting, right? That's what the NBA offenses now really look like. It's all about run down the floor, stop at the three-point line. Either you're open, you take the shot, or you fire the basketball across the floor to somebody who is open beyond the arc to take that shot. To me, that's not real NBA offensive basketball, but that's what the game is today. Thank you, Golden State Warriors, because now everybody's doing it, right? So I don't know that Jared Allen and Evan Mobley on the floor together fit that style of play. And like you were saying, I mean, Bickerstaff last year was imploring Mobley, hey, you have a shot on the perimeter, you take it. It's not about make or miss for us right now. It's about you taking it and just showing you're willing to shoot it. And then hopefully the makes start coming, and then opposing defenses have to rotate to you and respect you shooting from the perimeter, and you don't get the Isaac Okoro treatment when you're shooting the basketball beyond 18 feet away.
Yeah, Evan is somebody who I think is still very talented and has potential. I think I might have, and you tell me if you think this is premature, I may have capped his offensive ceiling a bit, you know, in a way that I would never for, like, Wembanyama. Like, that dude, that guy's shooting step-back threes from 28 feet.
Yeah.
And has all the shots in his arsenal and is taller and kind of looks more athletic than Evan Mobley. Like, so I have to put a cap a bit on Mobley. With that said,
he just has to find confidence. I think that's Evan's thing. And I realize that comes off as a criticism, and I don't mean it to be, but I really feel like with Evan, Anthony, it's confidence. It's the confidence to take the three-point shot. It's the confidence to dribble drive. It's the confidence to, you know, set yourself up on the block and, you know, be ready to receive the ball. That's what it is for me with him. I think he just needs that confidence that he can be a dominant player, because he's confident on the defensive end, right? I mean, he is not shy.
Well, he won a game
on that end of the floor.
The block on Wagner against the Magic saved the series.
Right.
Right? So you can see that defensively it's all there. And that is huge just for your, I would say, your very base level, your floor for the Cavs. As long as Evan Mobley's out there playing defense, you're always going to be a pretty good defensive team.
Imagine if you could get that style of play, right? That aggressiveness, that confidence that he plays defense. Imagine if you could get that from him on the offensive end of the floor.
Well, then you'd have a top three player in the NBA.
Right.
I mean, that's where the hope still is from some people. Even though I kind of put a cap offensively on him, he still can be really, really good offensively. I don't doubt that. And I think
he can dominate. I think he can dominate the game offensively.
Well, this is why you have to pay him. And if you don't think he should have gotten the money, let us know. 216-474-0092. He absolutely needed to get paid that, because as you can see, as spectacular and as gifted as Donovan Mitchell is, there's a ceiling to where he can take a team as the best player. He had some really good teams in Utah, and he's had some good teams here in Cleveland.
Right.
There's been a ceiling there. Almost no chance to win a championship.
He can't do it on his own.
Right. And Darius Garland, and another small guard, like he got a max deal. But your team has a chance in this day and age in the NBA. Your team really only has a chance to compete if you've got a guy that's on the wing or a unicorn type guy. That's when you have a chance to truly compete for championships.
Yeah, because Donovan doesn't play a position where he can do it on his own. That's the difference, right? LeBron plays a position where he can do it on his own, and we've seen him at times do it on his own. Donovan Mitchell, he can win you a couple games on his own, but he's not going to win you a championship on his own. You need a player like Evan Mobley. You need a Robin in the backcourt like we think Darius Garland can be. You have to have those pieces. I think the Cavs have them, and now it's on Atkinson, really, to make it all work.
All right, 216-474-0092. Mobley becomes one of the richest athletes in Cleveland sports history. Is he worth the money? Do you think he will be worth the money? Well, it's only one way to know when there is big news going on. It's not just having the Odyssey app up on your phone, but it's also when a certain Major League Baseball player hits a home run. We'll explain in just a little bit, as we've got like 10 of these clips. We're not going to go through all of them. We don't have enough show left.
Mitch went down a rabbit hole for this.
This is incredible. I knew there were some instances of this going down, but not to this effect. So we'll get to that in just a bit. We got a ton of reaction. And as always, X Reaction, social media reaction, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I asked the question simply. Nearly a contract that can nearly make $270 million for Evan Mobley. One of the most lucrative contracts in Cleveland sports history. And it's an easy question. Would you have given out the contract? 216-474-0092. I made a case for why you absolutely have to if you're the Cavs. Daryl, your answer was?
Yep. Got to pay him. Well, project him to be a superstar. You got a superstar contract. Now you cross your fingers and hope your projection comes true.
All right. Shane Brown says the contract is tough because you have to pay him, But is he worth that? At present, not even close. Elite defender, tentative offensively, no consistency in his shot. I'm not asking him to become KG, but have a pulse. Be more vocal, be more decisive. Nelson on X. First thing that popped in my mind, boy, there's a lot of projecting going on with that contract. Then, Starbull on X. Giannis averaged 17-4-7 in his third year. Mobley's at 16-3-9 in his third year. Mobley also has more blocks. Got to give him time. Does that, when you hear that they're on a similar trajectory or similar path, I should say, as Giannis, does that get you to say, all right, we got to pause a little bit here. He's so young. What is he, 22? Turning 23 this year. He's still got a lot of potential in his game.
Yeah, he's still green. What gave me optimism about his future, Anthony, especially on the offensive end, was that Boston series. But then the question popped
into my mind. Thank God, right? Thank God.
But then the question that popped into my mind was, well, Jared Allen's not on the floor, right? And that was, I think, the problem with the Cavaliers this past year, that, you know, Darius Garland was at his best when Donovan Mitchell wasn't involved, and kind of vice versa, right? When Darius wasn't involved, Donovan was at his best. Jarrett, when Evan was out, was fantastic, and Evan was fantastic. You just didn't have all four guys going at the same time, right? That's the problem that Kenny Atkinson has to solve. He has to find a solution to that. So I don't have any issue with... Look, the market is the market, okay? The money involved is just... It's stupid money at this point in a lot of pro sports here, right? You're talking about guys making $40, $50 million a year. I'm old enough to remember players when they'd get $1 million a year contract. That was big, big news back in the 1990s, right? Now it just rolls off. He's on $45 million a year. Like, it's nothing. That's a ton of money.
Where does it, by the way, contract-wise, I know, Daryl, you've done the homework. Where does it stack up with some of the bigger contracts?
Current paid Cleveland athletes right now. All right, who do you think is the highest paid Cleveland athlete today?
Is it now Donovan Mitchell?
Yes. Average of $50 million a year, the three-year 150 you got from the Cavaliers.
Okay.
The second highest paid Cleveland athlete is?
It's got to be Watson.
Yes. At $46 million a year, the 5 years, 230, right? Number three, and we're not going by total contract, we're going by average annual dollars income. The third highest is now Evan Mobley.
All right, where's Miles Garrett on that list?
Miles is down the list. So is Jose Ramirez. Like, I mean,
well,
Miles...
That's Jose, that's a Jose thing.
Right, but Miles, with his contract now, at the time, it was a record-setting contract, which I think lasted for a grand total of like 13 days. I can see next year, you know, we had the conversation earlier, Anthony, about Amari Cooper and his, leverage play type thing. I could see next year, Miles Garrett, he's got Defensive Player of the Year, got that in the trophy case, that box is checked on the Hall of Fame resume. I could see Miles Garrett going back next year and saying, I need a raise.
Man, I mean, he's Defensive Player of the Year. He was dominant last year until really the injuries kind of slowed him down a little bit.
It sounds really bizarre for me to say he only makes $25 million a year.
At one of the most important positions in sports, too.
I mean, I'm saying only
yeah.
makes.
I mean, the quarterback, well, I know, the numbers, you just... You've dulled them
right.
to such an extent because we're just so used to them. But think about how big of a pass rusher, how important that position is in sports. Like, you need a dominant pass rusher. The Browns have one, and he seems like a total bargain, especially considering he is a superstar. I mean, he is humongous.
Right. But to think that a guy making $25 million a year is underpaid.
Yeah.
Like, it's true, 100% true and accurate, but I'm having a hard time processing that in my mind.
All right. Well, a lot of people might have a hard time processing the big news that went yesterday. We started the show. We dabbled with some political talk. If you have the Odyssey app, go backwards and you'll find it. But here's how we truly knew it was a big day in sports. How? Well, Mitch is here to explain what Nick Castellanos did yesterday.
Yeah,
again, Nick, of course.
Again, meaning that this has stemmed back from 4 years ago. This whole thing with Nick Castellanos stemmed from an incident that some people might remember in baseball back in 2020, a Reds-Royals game in which former Reds broadcaster Tom Brenneman got caught in a hot mic saying something he shouldn't have over the air.
What did he say on that mic, Mitch?
He pertained to a particular city. I won't say which one. Just had a very descriptive description of them. And that later that half inning, the Reds were batting. He actually went on the air and apologized. We have the full extended.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Version of the events.
Oh, we gotta have the apology.
I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart. I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run, and so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm gonna be putting on this headset again.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports Cincinnati. He did not put on the headset again.
Now we have news. We do have news that Tom Brenneman is going to be back this year calling college football games on the C-Dub.
And by the way, that's become a bit now, right? And there's
Daryl, you have no idea about this. I'm not kidding you. This copypasta has an entire Wikipedia page dedicated to the line, deep drive to left field, and there's a home run by Castellanos. It's amazing. And this whole thing started, too, because more and more events started happening around the same time that Nick Castellanos would go yard. Take this one, for example. 2 years later, same teams, same ballpark in Kansas City. Castellanos, this is during a broadcast for the Royals in which they were honoring a Royals front office member's father who was a World War II veteran.
There's a drive into deep left center field, and there's never a great time to eulogize someone during the broadcast, so we apologize for the timing.
I mean, the timing on that, of all the things.
That was also Bally Sports Cincinnati.
That was Castellanos' tribute to the late World War II veteran.
All right, so yesterday, obviously big news. Biden drops out of the race for 2024. And there were people wondering, was it going to happen?
There were many jokes that were coming up before, and some people were actually placing bets when the news broke.
And there were books that closed betting on Castellanos.
Audio courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Those teams in the Central. As Castellanos lifts one a deep left field. Going back is Reynolds. It is gone. A long home run for Nick Castellanos.
He did it yesterday. Big news went down yesterday. And what do you know? Nick Castellanos home run.
I feel like that every news headline should be now, insert whatever breaking news is, and Castellanos just homered.
I mean, it is remarkable. Now, part
Joe
of me
Biden
wonders...
Joe Biden resigns the Democratic nomination for president in 2020, and Castellanos homers.
Okay, so, you know, he's got 224 home runs in his career. I was going to say, if it were Barry Bonds, you'd just be like, well, Barry Bonds hits a home run almost every other game, it seems. So it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Castellanos is not that good. Like, this is pretty amazing. The amount of significant... Mitch, you have more? You have more dates?
I have many more dates on here. And I want to go rapid fire with you guys here. And if Kayla, I'll make sure to keep you on pace. You know, no problem with that. I want to go through some of the greatest hits, so to say.
Look
no
at
pun
the
intended.
Legwork.
With Nick Castellanos here. We have this clip from May 9th, 2022. The day of the unfortunate passing of former Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins.
And he hits one in the air, left center field. That's deep. Going back is Pache. It is gone! Two-run home run for Castellanos.
September 8th, 2022, Queen Elizabeth II passes away.
That one's hit well. Out to right center field. Duvall's going back to the scoreboard. It is gone! Three-run opposite field home run for Castellanos.
June 18th, 2023, the day that the Ocean Gate submarine imploded
no,
and we
not
lost
Ocean Gate.
A
no.
few millionaires.
No.
He hit one into the ocean?
Field. That's pretty well hit. Nimmo's going back toward the wall. That's going to be long gone. Off the brick wall to straightaway center field.
All those NBC Sports Philadelphia.
They need another submersible to go and find that ball. Good call, Daryl. Well, that's where it ended, right, Mitch? There's no more.
No, that's not where it ended. NBC Sports Philadelphia. This is not a home run. Actually, this is actually a double that was
all
hit
right,
by Castellanos.
Are we reaching now? Are we reaching?
He's reaching.
This was
ball
I'm not
has
kidding.
To leave the yard.
All right, this is 1 year ago to the day that the Ocean Gate thing happened, and it was on the same day that we lost Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays.
Swing and a fly ball down the right field line. On the run is Tatis. He can't get. It's a fair ball! The Phillies will win the game here in the bottom of the ninth inning!
And finally...
I'm getting nervous that you're going to have like a fielder's choice on here on the day that like Yugoslavia broke up.
Well, I have an actual home run that to get to if you want. It's a big one.
Russia invades Ukraine, Castellanos homers.
Oh, it was close. It was a couple weeks before Biden dropped out of the race on the same day that an assassination attempt was made on former President Donald Trump.
Castellanos lifts that one to straightaway center field. Bouday's going back to the wall. It's gone! And the Phillies have taken the lead. It's 2-1.
Wow. How'd they celebrate? They celebrate like the Cardinals did yesterday?
Was that really like a that sort of celebration? I couldn't tell.
Yes, it 100% was.
The Rays were
definitely mimicking Trump there on the stage afterwards when he got up. And I have zero problem with this. I am big on showboating. I'm big on celebrations. I love bat flips. If you want to mimic former President Trump, maybe future President Trump, then so be it. I would have no problem. I don't think there's going to be any kind of a Biden celebration by any of the players, but I would have no problem with it. Mitch, nice job.
Thank you.
That was extensive work. I don't know how I feel
about... I think the Biden celebration was they run the bases really slow.
Okay. Really? Now you're going to get cheap shots? Have some respect.
Ball down the dugout steps.
They go the wrong way. They go to third first.
Okay. You know, he's that's the
Manny Ramirez.
American patriot. He's not going to be besmirched by this show on a day like today, but Mitch... Great job, except I don't know how I feel about the term copypasta.
That's a term.
I would probably appreciate that never be referenced again on this radio show. Let me put it up on the poll. Do you have a problem with Mitch using the term copypasta? I know John Fanta would have a problem with it. He would never allow that to seep in to a broadcast. What does he think of Evan Mobley and the extension? How many wins does he think the Browns will have this year? The Guardians, are they slipping at the wrong time? John Fanta is here to analyze it all next here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. All right, so it's a perfect time after we just went over the Tom Brenneman broadcasting snafus and then Castellanos basically hitting home runs. I thought there was a little bit of a stretch there with the double, but you tried to shoehorn that in, Mitch, but great job otherwise. Talk about that and so much more. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in John Fanta, Fox Sports, friend of the show. Terrific to have you on. Daryl Ryder and Anthony Lima in. Kenny will be back next week. John, how are you?
Anthony and Daryl, it's great to be talking to you guys. Hope you're having a good summer.
All right,
doing
John,
well.
When there is big news or when you're in the process of eulogizing somebody or giving a heartfelt tribute, are you at ever worried that one of the amazing plays of the game could go down during that very time?
Absolutely. 100%. You hope that your producer comes back from break early, or I'm never opposed to in that instance. Now in Tom's case, he had to do it out of a break in which that was a really different case. But when you're doing that type of thing on a show, you really want it to lead to a break. Like you want to get done with the eulogy or get done with the tribute to something that's powerful and then have the broadcast just go to black and then go to commercial break, because then it gives everybody time to reset. It's really tough when you're like, welcome back, and today, you know, this team is playing for a greater cause as there's a, you know, as he slams it home or if there's a drive to deep right field. Like, you don't want to bleed into the action there. It totally, a great producer, the right producer of a broadcast is going to do that going into a break.
What's the toughest pothole you've run into calling a game where you've had a moment like that?
I got a great one for you. I was doing a college game this past year, all right, and the producer says to me, 20 off. And we were on FS1. We were on one of the, like, a Fox affiliate locally, because the game was like a non-conference game early in the season. So we're getting to the next game. When you're going from game to game, guys, sometimes the game will end. There'll be like 5 seconds to go in the game, and the producer will say, "Hey, 20 off air," and like they're dribbling the ball out. So in my ear, I'm hearing 15, 14, 13. But you're hearing a count when you're then heading to the next game. I always play it safe. I get done. My last word spoken with like 4 seconds left in the countdown. Because early on in my career, I was still talking at like 2 or 1, and they left me early, and then my words were getting cut off, and it looked sloppy. But anyways, we get to about 12 seconds in the countdown. All of a sudden, the two head coaches that were involved in the game get into like a kind of a weird exchange where they bumped each other in the handshake line, and they start going at each other. And my producer's going, 10, 9. And I'm like, how do I explain this in 3 seconds? 7, 6. I'm like, a little bit of brotherly love there between the coaches. That's all for us. Let's send it over to New York.
And let them pick up the pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Perfect.
I'm making
job.
My check. I'm not taking overtime.
And replay that clip 50 times thereafter.
Oh, yeah. That is great. Well,
exactly. It goes right to awful announcing and then the rest of my day's history.
Right. John Fanta with us right now. All right, so now one of the more lucrative deals in Cleveland sports history. Evan Mobley signs a deal that could be worth as much as almost $270 million. Where are you on Evan Mobley getting that kind of cash?
Well, where I am is, to me, you knew that this was coming when Kenny Atkinson took the job and was as vocal as he was about Evan Mobley. Kenny Atkinson came right out and said, I believe that he has a ton of untapped potential. One of his best traits is being able to run the floor, and the Cavaliers are going to run the floor significantly more than they did under J.B. Bickerstaff, and their offense is going to be better because their offensive structure under J.B. at the end was not good. To me, is it high? Yes. I get why they did it. I get why they did it, and I understand why they did it. I am not against this move at all. I just wish there's a part of me here, guys, that wishes that they could have gotten on the same page as like the Houston Rockets are with Alper and Şengün and Jalen Green. You know, those are two players that are vital to the Rockets, and the Rockets went 500 this past year and are an organization on the rise. But the Rockets said, look, we're going to give it another year. We're going to pay you, but they didn't have to commit right now. For me, I get the commitment, and I think Evan is a quality player. But when you're making this move, you are betting on him taking his offensive game to another level.
Can you run the floor in today's NBA with two bigs?
That's a great question, Daryl. I don't think that with the two bigs they have is my answer. So I think you can run the floor, but I don't think they're the two bigs that they possess together are doing that. Jared Allen, to me, I understand he's a great locker room guy and is a good player and has done good in Cleveland. He's done good things for this organization. But with where they are structured as a team, I don't think that's where the square peg round hole take of this personnel really comes into play, because these particular two bigs, you know, Mobley has to be able to knock down perimeter shots for this functionality to work. He has to knock down threes. The shot is, you know, it looks wonky. It needs work. And if you are giving him this contract, you are saying that you believe that that's still going to come, and that his perimeter game is going to evolve, because you can't do it with two traditional bigs. It's not going to work. It doesn't matter who's walking in the door as the coach of this team. But the Cavaliers have to have some belief here that their core is good enough to get to that next level and get to that next tier. I, for one, don't think that it's good enough to be in that top tier. I hope that it is. I think we all hope that it is, and that a coaching change does unwrap and open things up. The NBA in recent years, we've seen teams that have stuck the course. They've been rewarded as a result. But make no mistake about it. You know, you have to have MVP level play, and you have to have amazing complementary pieces. And after that core four, the Cavs complementary pieces are underwhelming a bit, in my humble opinion. So I didn't think when they hired Kenny Atkinson that was the answer to all their problems. And I still don't think that.
Bravo. I'm right there with him. John Fanta right now on the hotline from Fox Sports. Team USA barely getting by the South Sudan. Was that pathetic, a disgrace, or a total embarrassment?
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. You know,
if you have another term, you know, that's fine too, if you think I was leading the witness there.
Yeah. I'm not going to call it an outright disgrace, because they at least LeBron James put on the Superman cape and saved the day. That was a big. I don't think anybody else. You could say others could have driven the ball and given themselves a chance, but that was the best. That was the best thing that could have happened. There was for LeBron just to get downhill, hit a lane. If he doesn't hit a lane, he gets fouled. He goes to the line. That to me, he saved the day. It shouldn't have gotten to that point. What's embarrassing and humiliating, and what is a disgrace, is that they allowed 100 points to South Sudan in a 40-minute game. This is not a 12-minute quarters NBA-style game here. This is there will be some Olympic games decided in the 70s and 80s, all right, because it's a four-quarter, 10-minute-per-quarter game. The games fly. The games go about an hour 45, hour 50, right? To give up 100 points like that. Now, they give up 14 threes. They got outscored the three-point line. In today's NBA is all based on the three. They got outscored 42-21 on three-pointers by a team of basically G-leaguers. Now, I give Royal Ivy and South Sudan credit. The head coach of South Sudan, somebody should hire him in the States, because that was a terrific effort. And he's got the lowest ranked team in the Olympics. Of the teams in the Olympics, he's got the lowest ranked one. But to me, what's wrong, right? Let's move past the embarrassment of only playing a one-point game, but we're not talking about it to the same degree because they did win the game. What's wrong with this team? What's wrong with this team is Joel Embiid comes out over the weekend and says that LeBron is old and he's not what he was. Joel Embiid, why are you talking? Why are you talking, telling people that? Joel, you should be back in Philadelphia getting ready for next season. He's not in playing shape right now. All you have to do is watch him to see. Anthony Davis is better than Joel Embiid on this team. It's not even a question. Bam Adebayo's moving better than Embiid. But they have a disconnect, guys. They have a lot of guys at like 6'8" to 6'10" that do the same thing. They don't have great point guard play. I don't understand for the life of me how Jalen Brunson did not get a spot on this team. He was as important as any player last year. He gave his summer up to play in the World Cup last summer. Like, he literally put the time in the Team USA program. This past year in the playoffs, yeah, he was averaging about 35 points a game. It goes beyond that. He knew how to run a team. Right now, it feels like when they're coming up the floor, they don't know who the floor general is because they really don't have one. Tyrese Halliburton played 7 minutes on Saturday. They thought he could be a guy like that. They had Derek White running point guard in the second half on Saturday. And oh, by the way, Kevin Durant has not played a minute for this team. So when he comes back, a lot of people may think, well, it's a reinforcement. That's great. Well, to a certain extent, he does the same thing as a lot of these other guys do. And how do the other guys on the team feel when Durant's kind of rested and sat out and sort of waited, and now he's going to be part of the, you know, the actual games that matter? I don't know. I watch them and I'm like, is there something up here? Is there a divide between LeBron, Curry, and the old guard, and Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, and kind of the newer guard? It doesn't feel like the team has somebody that's fully stepping up as that Kobe Bryant-like Team USA figure.
John Fanta, it's almost like our producer was counting you down. In your head, you got out just in time. Thank you so much, John. We'll talk some more Browns next time we have you on the air.
In 7 seconds, I'll say this to both of you. Guardians fans, do not panic. You're 20 over. Breathe. They'll get going.
John Fanta, Fox Sports, thank you so much. When we come back, Daryl, it's time to talk about the slumping Guardians and whether you're in panic mode. Also, Browns reporting to, not Berea, but West Virginia this week. And what does Rulon Jones, Scott Hamilton, Mia Hamm have to do with LeBron James? I'll explain next hour. One more to go here on Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.